In celebration of not only 30 years in business, but also of many relationships formed within the community, the Burke Gallery has reached out to 30 passionate art lovers to curate an online exhibition. Over the year, the website will post the community members' favorite works selected from the Burke Gallery collection. This podcast will explore the community selection of Deborah Johnson, a professor of art history and women's studies at Providence College. Dr. Johnson is a longtime Providence community member and will share her deep and rich experiences with many Providence institutions. Over the course of this interview, Dr. Johnson discusses her boundless love and passion for art in its many forms, as well as her selection of Eliza Gardner's woodblock print, Boy Fishing.
Came here to graduate school at Brown in the art history program as a sort of traditional 19th century scholar, and most of my work was in the 19th century, so it was historical. My master's thesis, we'll have to come back to that, but my dissertation was a very academic historical subject in the middle 19th century. I actually was going through bills of lading. Those are trade receipts from Dutch ships in the middle of the 19th century to see what Japanese art objects were coming into Paris in particular in the first wave of the sweep of Japanese art into the West when the West had actually bombarded Japan in 1854 and it forced its opening after it had been closed to the West for 200 years. But the reason why I wanted to come back to the master's thesis is that it was an interesting experience with the master's thesis because I worked on actual objects as opposed to documents. I worked on Rodin drawings, and particularly what I thought was the fact, and I still believe was the fact, that there were many institutions, including the RISD Museum, that had fake Rodin drawings. Mm-hmm. And this wasn't a matter of just being badly attributed. You know, sometimes scholars in good faith misattribute things. This seemed to be a totally concerted effort on the part of a discrete number of forgers to forge Rodin drawings. And there was some documentation, which was very helpful as evidence that this was happening even during Rodin's lifetime. But what the fascinating thing for me was to be actually working with objects for the first time. I ultimately focused on three institutions, the Fogg Museum at Harvard, the Worcester Museum in Worcester, and the RISD Museum, and isolated four different forger hands of Rodin drawings. And that was less the result of research than it was at hard looking and learning to become, this is a dirty word in popular parlance, but it's not in academia, and that is becoming a connoisseur, training your eyes to know when you see an artist's signature. If you were to write your name, or if you were to write my name, and I was to write your name, we wouldn't be fooled. I'd recognize my own signature. You'd recognize your own signature, no matter what the name said. And that's true of forged work as well. Mm-hmm. And from that point on, I really did become much more interested in objects than in the documentation around objects or historic events. So I guess I began as a traditional academic historian working in modern for sure in 19th century, and then got really turned on to objects. And I had a 10 or 11 or 12 year, I don't remember, career at the RISD Museum as a curator, particularly in prints, drawings, and photographs. And that was a fabulous experience because I got to not only consistently work with objects, but to work with people who loved objects, to work with the artists who made objects, to travel to galleries, to travel to other museums, and just feast my eyes day after day on, you know, the work, the transcendent work of the human hand. And that was really inspirational. I also got more interested in contemporary work because there was a point at which, even as the RISD Museum was putting on historic exhibitions and collecting historic materials, from a budgetary point of view, it just became almost impossible to do historical exhibitions, important historical exhibitions, and to collect historical work. Mm-hmm. And also, Providence, largely because of RISD, but now for a variety of reasons, has a wealth of artists. And so it became very tempting for me to get more involved in the contemporary art community. So it went from there to being interested in the art object. That's, of course, when I became aware of Kathy Burt. She has the Premier Gallery. It's an historic gallery. She does contemporary work as well, but she's very much devoted to regional artists from the 19th and early 20th century. That's a hard thing to be doing. I'm so glad she's doing it, because we have, again, incredible riches and incredible resources in this area. And there have been other gallerists who've tried to work with both the contemporary community and the historic artistic community, and it hasn't worked. Kathy's made it work. You know, it's because of her, as we've discussed, her dedication and her knowledge and her perseverance. And she is the premier gallery in this region, there's no doubt about it. But then there was a point at which I sort of, you know, as with any job, when you're good at it, they tend to bump you upstairs. So I was becoming increasingly administrative at RISD, at the museum, and that's not really what I was interested in. So I came to Providence College, where I think appropriate both to this moment in art and to the context of an academic institution, I retained my interest in contemporary art, but intersected that with social issues and social conditions and context. I'm still involved with visual art. I love our artists across the way, and like to think that for some of them, I know their work. I'm certainly still involved in Kathy Burt, for which I'm grateful. I'm on the gallery committee here. And largely in concert with Kathy, this department has turned out a really strong list of alums who have interned with Kathy, and many of those students, conceivably, well, not all of them, there may be one or two exceptions, have gone on to museum careers.